Thanks, Mike. And joining us here on a Wednesday morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, with a bit, even though we didn't talk last week, Jeff, you guys were still out there getting the job done.
It was a busy day last Wednesday. I don't know what happened, but, you know, we got lucky. You know, occasionally some of these fugitives get a little snarky or sassy and want to play a game. And unfortunately, Mr. Samuel Warren was the one that wanted to play the game. He was in Somersworth. We had featured him back on, I forget what we featured him. It was only like a week or so ago. I think it was
in recent memory.
Before.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was wanted by Stafford County Superior Court for bail violations on an ongoing case alleging possession with intent to distribute narcotics, which, of course, unfortunately, was fentanyl. We had developed some information. He was a resident on Franklin Street in Somersworth. Somersworth PD was really instrumental in this. They went to the door, spoke to the person that was there, and, of course, that person denied that he was there. But, of course, nobody else was there, according to that person. And they heard doors close and people moving around. So they did the right thing. They reached out to us. We went over there to try to help. They facilitated getting a search warrant issued, and based on some allegations, we heard that he might be in possession of a firearm. We went ahead and activated the Stafford County tactical unit, and they responded, and we were able to convince Mr. Warren to come out. After, I don't know, probably 2 hours, he came out and surrendered. So,
wow.
In the end, it worked out really well, and we're grateful for the support of the tactical team and Somersworth Police Department. Great work and great communication on all parties, and we're really happy with the end result.
Yeah, as well you should be. And again, sometimes it takes a little patience to have these people come around.
It absolutely does, and sometimes it takes a week, sometimes it takes 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We never know. Last week, all in all, was a pretty busy week considering we had some training that we had to get worked in and some other things going on. So we had a pretty productive week. Even earlier in that day, we were requested by Merrimack Police Department to help them out with somebody that some allegations regarding some child abuse, sex images, felonious sexual assault on an individual named David Karkin. He was supposed to be living up in Gilmanton, New Hampshire. We went up to help them, and we were able to track him down to a workplace. He was actually at work, so we went from Gilmanton to Epping pretty quickly, and we were able to arrest Mr. Karkin without any incidents at his workplace. So another big case that kind of rose to the top of the stack that needed to be addressed really quickly. And we were able to do that with the help of Merrimack Police, Gilmanton Police, and the members of the task force. So really happy that it all worked out the way it did. And like I said, a busy week.
That's awesome. And so we start this week again by putting up another Fugitive of the Week.
Another high-quality Fugitive of the Week, just as always. Unfortunately, this is Craig Robert Wigan. It is not his first go-around with us. I'm not sure if we featured him as a Fugitive of the Week in the past, but we have definitely dealt with him over the years. Currently, Mr. Wigan is wanted on bail violations on an underlying offense of possession with intent to distribute fentanyl. He is also supposed to be a registered sex offender, but currently is unregistered, and there's a warrant pending for that as well. He's 43 years old, has a very lengthy criminal history, assault of behavior, drugs, thefts, the sex offenses. He's 5'8", 140 pounds, has blue eyes and red hair, has a tattoo on the side of his neck and others on his chest and both arms and both legs. Last known to be living in Rochester, but as I indicated, he had moved from that address, so he is probably bouncing around between Rochester, Somersworth, and Farmington, New Hampshire area. So hopefully somebody's going to recognize him. I believe he looks more like the larger photo on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he is probably using narcotics again, hence his lighter weight than in the bottom photo, which was only a year old. So looking for any information that might point us in the right direction. So if somebody has that, they can give me a shout or give the case agent a shout.
All right. And who's the case agent on this one?
Case agent is one of our task force officers, Carlson. He can be reached at 603-225-1632. Or, as always, go right on the poster, click on the link that says web tip, and that'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411.
Excellent. Excellent. And I mean, in many different cases for many different warrants, we need to get Mr. Wiggin off the street.
And that's exactly the plan. And hopefully somebody's going to get that information to us sooner than later. You know, like I indicated, he's not the type of person we want running around. He is dangerous. He is dealing narcotics that have put people in the hospital. So he is a high priority, and especially with the added feature of being an unregistered sex offender is also puts him at the top of the list.
All right. And you know, this just, again, it accelerates the need for us to bring you the Fugitive of the Week every week because, believe it or not, the public's help really can make a difference.
It absolutely does. It worked last week. It's worked many times in the past. I'm impressed with the numbers. It's always been one of those things that at the beginning that I was not a big fan of it because it was extra work for me. But the end result, I can't complain about. We have locked up a lot of people. I think it's in excess of 500 people just based off Fugitive of the Week. So that's a large number of people that have been arrested based on this program, and we're grateful.
Excellent. That's spectacular. All right. Well, that's why we do this. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, I thank you as always for the information, the time, and the enthusiasm.
Well, we bring it every week, and we'll continue to do it in the future.
That is the Fugitive of the Week here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.